This goes to Dr. Michelle, Michelle Nelson, Nelson, fax 989-629-8145, regarding Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, middle initial A like Anne, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, date of birth 1/11/1953. Dear Dr. Nelson, this is a consultation for Mrs. Wright, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, currently in the level of stage 3B chronic kidney disease since April of 2023. Mrs. Wright is a 71-year-old patient with multiple medical problems. She was a very heavy smoker, but quit smoking in 2022 after she had her heart attack, which was an NSTEMI. She was taken from Alma to Midland, and this was August of 2022, and had 6 stents placed for severe coronary artery disease. And she is doing much better in that regard and has not resumed smoking. She currently has no chest pain or palpitations. Her biggest complaint is severe low back pain and pain down the right leg and complete numbness of the right leg, too. She's had a few spinal injections, but those did not help at all. The most helpful thing was gabapentin, and she's not been able to get that refilled. I believe the refills have run out, she states. So she will need to make an appointment and discuss getting back on the gabapentin. And with her current stage of kidney function, there'd be no contraindications to that. She also has pretty bad osteoporosis, and she's on treatment for that at this time. Currently, she denies headaches or dizziness. She does have chronic laryngitis, and she used to see Dr. Chumchai, and he would scrape the vocal cords. But it's been several years since she's done that. She has been unable to get up to Mount Pleasant because she's not driving herself now. She does have to take public transportation, so most of her referrals need to be in the Alma area so that she can use the transportation to get to her appointments. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production despite the long history of smoking. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She is concerned about a 40-pound weight gain over the last 6 months, and most of it's in the abdominal area where all the weight has been accumulating, and in her breasts also, she states. No diarrhea, blood, or melina. Urine is clear. She does not urinate much during the day, but does urinate 2 to 3 times at night usually. No cloudiness. Blood or foaminess is noted, and no edema of the lower extremities. And she does have the numbness of the right leg. Past medical history is significant for osteoporosis, an L1 compression fracture in 2020, chronic low back pain, hyperlipidemia, migraine headaches, hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypothyroidism, history of NSTEMI, congestive heart failure, history of vocal cord polyps and chronic laryngitis, depression with anxiety, and anemia. Past surgical history, she's had a cardiac catheterization and 6 stents were placed in August of 22. She's had total abdominal hysterectomy and bilateral salpingophrectomy, right carpal tunnel release in 2016. She's had 3 colonoscopies. She's had an EGD, rectal prolapse repair, and open reduction internal fixation of her right tibia and fibula fracture and also right toe fractures. Social history, she was a heavy smoker, 1 to 1.5 packs a day for 40 years, and she quit smoking in 2022. She does not use alcohol, but does use marijuana, and she denies other she denies illicit drug use. She is a widow, lives alone, and she's retired from Commission on Aging. Family history is significant for heart disease and breast carcinoma. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, aspirin 81 milligram daily, Lipitor 80 milligram at bedtime. Carvedilol is 25 milligram twice a day, Cymbalta 30 milligram daily, Entresto 49/51 milligram twice a day, vitamin D2 50,000 units once a week, Lasix 20 milligram daily, Synthroid 75 microgram every day except Sunday, magnesium oxide 400 milligram daily, nitroglycerin 0.4 milligrams sublingual as needed for pain, potassium chloride 20 milliequivalent daily, Effient 10 milligram daily, Evista 60 milligram daily, Trazodone is 50 milligram daily as needed, Tylenol 500 milligram 1 to 2 twice a day as needed for pain. Physical exam. Height is 63 inches, weight 158 pounds. Pulse 64 and regular. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 60. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear with uvula midline. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. No ascites. It is obese. There's no palpable masses, no enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, no edema. She's got darker discoloration of the right foot, actually, and ankle. But pedal pulses are 2+ bilaterally. Decreased sensation in the right foot, lower leg, and up to above her knee, almost to the thigh area on the right. And decreased sensation in the left foot, but other up the leg is present. And capillary refill 2 to 3 seconds bilaterally. Pedal pulses 1 to 2+ bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 3/20 of 2024, and that was when she had her referral made. Last creatinine was 1.63 with estimated GFR of 34. 10/24 of 23, creatinine 1.88 with GFR 28. 7/18/23, creatinine 1.44, GFR 39. 4/20 of 23, creatinine 1.8 with GFR 30. 4/6 of 23, creatinine 1.1, GFR 54. 3/30 of 23, creatinine 1, GFR 60. And 3/20 of 24, other labs, calcium is 9. Sodium 137, potassium 4.8, carbon dioxide 25, albumin 4.5, phosphorus is 4.8, hemoglobin 11.2, normal white count, normal platelets. Intact parathyroid hormone is 147.2. Thyroid studies are normal. She did have an ultrasound of the right upper quadrant to check liver. 9/8 of 23, it did show coarse hepatic echo texture without masses. The liver was otherwise normal in size and echogenicity. Gallbladder was removed. Common bile duct was 13 millimeters. The head and body of pancreas appeared normal. The tail was obscured by bile gas. Right kidney was significantly small. However, it was 8.8 centimeters. And, of course, left kidney was not seen because they did not do that side. Spleen appeared normal. There was no ascites. And 7, 8 of 23, microalbumin in the urine was less than 0.6. And she also had a transthoracic echocardiogram done, 3, 1 of 24. It showed an ejection fraction of 38, a normal aortic valve, a thickened mitral valve with mild regurgitation, normal pulmonic valve, and grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to coronary artery disease and congestive heart failure. 2, a small right kidney. We will schedule a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan in ELMA to assess the left kidney also and verify the size. We've asked her to get labs done now and then every 3 months thereafter. She should continue to follow a low-salt diet, and she should avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. If you want to resume the gabapentin for her back pain and left leg numbness, that would be fine. She may need to taper back up to the dose she was previously on, which was 300 milligrams three times a day. But that would still be an appropriate dose at her current level of kidney function. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 5 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.